For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
We're back. It's Punch Drunk Sports, available on All Things Comedy. Download it at All Things Comedy, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Boom! We know you guys want to see us live. We're getting there.
Working on it.
Work with us, okay? Work with us so we can work with you. I just found out that Punch Drunk is a top 20 podcast at All Things Comedy. Yeah.
There's only 18 podcasts. How's that?
It's okay.
Great then.
Top
20
is good. No, there's over 50, Tebow.
52, I believe.
50. How many? What's the final number? 53.
53, growing every week.
Growing every week. We're going to be a quality Christian comedy.
No, and I don't think it's going to, we're not, podcast, not gonna, no, quality cast, Christian comedy.
Cast. All right, guys, somebody's calling me right now. Cannot answer that phone. Guys, very excited. Big week's coming up. Steve, joining us in studio is our good friend, Steve Rendell.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Steve, what's your favorite sports team?
I don't really watch sports.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Welcome to Sports Podcast. Very excited to have you on. One of my best friends on the planet.
One of the funniest guys. We were walking in, and he goes, I don't know why I'm here. I don't watch sports, and I have a really bad attitude. I'm like, you're here for the second reason. The second reason is why you're here.
How many waters do you need, dude?
I'm building something here.
It means something.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Ingenious.
Real quick, let's get into the excitement I have about BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Guys, these guys get it.
They got that great new bet that you got a boner over.
I got a super boner. We have these really great, we're working with a new company. Well, we've been working with them for a couple.
Bet.
You
bet.
Make
yeah,
it's a gambling
sport
website. You can gamble.
There. And if you use Punch Drunk code, you get $10 betting cash.
Is this real cash in your bank account?
No, mm-hmm. you can't just use code and they give you $10.
It's
you
fun
have to
money.
Bet with it.
It's fun money.
Okay,
it's $10 fun money.
Fun
to
money.
Put towards betting.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And
you can bet on anything, such as their new bet, which I love, which is pick the drug that the next NFL player is going to get suspended
now,
for.
That's a game I can get into.
Right?
Uh-huh. I can watch sports.
I think they were like crazy ones too. It was
Adderall, pot, cocaine, and something else.
Yeah, I actually
else.
Have the betting odds. Keep talking, I'll find it.
I think it was
odds.
Something like that. And if you want money, if you want to know my personal expertise on it,
yeah,
it's
do.
Adderall or pot. That's
is this
all
with
anybody.
Football?
Yes, that's all anybody gets suspended for in the NFL or
busted
for.
Can I ask you
for.
A question? Can you run by like? Okay, so it's Adderall or pot with NFL. What about baseball? What drugs?
Well, this one's just for...
I mean, for football. For baseball, it's really been a lot of like
steroids.
HGH and performance-enhancing drugs and that kind of... But Hockey. Really, they seem to test for what they get busted for the most.
Mm-hmm.
And pot and Adderall is all over the NFL, so that's what they test for a lot, and that's why people get busted for a lot. In baseball, and my cousin is friends... My cousin played college ball,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of the people he played college ball with are now... In major, play for major league teams, which shall not be mentioned, St. Louis Cardinals.
Way!
But they, so he gets to go and like hang out with them at games and get in the dugout, and he's like, dude, everybody in baseball smokes pot. They
really?
Barely test for it. He's like, it's like nothing to them whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
Who cares?
But in the NFL,
yeah,
it's like,
you know
you
why?
Gotta, like,
everybody smokes pot.
It's not even
except
a big
for
deal.
Us people who have problems with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. And if I was.
I don't care if somebody smokes pot.
If
let
I'm competing, if I, and I hear what you're saying, if I'm competing against somebody else, let's say I find out the team that I'm playing is a bunch of potheads, I'm like, fine.
Yeah, thank
advantage
God.
Advantage me.
Thank God.
But really, like, it's an advantage?
Of course. If have you ever done any athletic things stoned? You're definitely not as good as you are.
I used to play high school baseball, and I would play in the outfield, and I would just forget that I was in a game until a ball would get hit to me, and I'd go, oh, my fucking God.
Now I have to move.
Now I have to move, and then Spidey reactions. It actually really helped me. Now I'm sober just thinking about my problems rather than just spacing out in the outfield of life.
Yeah, so I'm fine with that. If they want to be stoned and, like, a little slower and their brain not work assessed, I'm fine with that. If they're doing, like, steroids and HGH, now I'm like, hey, test these guys. Yep. They all look like gigantic monsters all
Adderall
of a sudden.
Adderall and steroids, just focused machines.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
I would love it. They think that there's a lot of guys in the NBA were...
I would send my opponents pot, but I would call like L.A. Speedweed and be like, hey, can you make a delivery to the fucking San Antonio Spurs?
You know Lone Taylor used to do that? Like he knew another player had a problem with chick, like if they were playing somebody and he knew that guy had a problem with women.
Like a weakness?
He would send hookers to their hotel rooms to get them to bone them. So they didn't have they were a little bit off the weak sauce.
Off the weak sauce. I love that.
And that's like
good.
Like the knock on the door, you're trying to be a good guy, you're staying in, you got a big game tomorrow.
That's everybody.
Open
weakness.
The door and it's a hooker, you're like, I'm sorry, I don't, and they're like, no, this one's on the house, it's paid for. And then you're like, well, I guess tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
I can always start over tomorrow.
Well, wow. I guess in Vegas one time, who was it? Steve Byrne, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Brett Ernst were all doing a gig out there, and somebody decided to call an escort service and just send escort after escort
to their place,
to Brett Ernst's place.
Wow. Did he do it?
No. They almost got in a fight, and then they became friends, and then they came to the show.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
One time I was my buddy's bachelor party, and another buddy of ours, like, never got laid. He was, like, really heavy guy, almost like a Josh Meyerowitz kind of a thing. Where, So we get this, like, stripper to come to the hotel room for his bachelor party.
Much love.
Much love. Much love. And then everyone's like, hey, man, let's all go in. Everyone throw in, like, $30 or whatever. There's, like, 10 of us. And then, you know, we'll let our buddy, who never, I mean, he got laid, like, once in his life, like, let him get laid. So we're all going to do that. And she's, like, fine with it or whatever. We're all hammered. It was, like, 10 years ago. And... might have even been longer than that. And she left because she got pissed at me because, when, you know, she's like doing like lap dance for everybody, this kind of stuff. When she was had her back to me, I ran my debit card through her ass crack.
Oh, man.
And then she was just like, I'm out of here. And then took everybody's money and didn't sleep with my buddy.
Didn't bang my buddy. For a reason.
Everybody was so mad at me all weekend.
Hookers?
Especially hookers? My buddy thought he was going to get laid.
Oh, it's horrible.
Hookers are like car... sales places that do self-financing in that they're looking for a reason to repo and get out of there.
Yeah,
they want to take your money and then they want to take back the product and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then they always bring that big dude whose sole job is to beat the fuck out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take Thai boxing in Vegas, and one time we'd gotten a hooker or a stripper for a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And they came in, dude, and in walked that dude who was just, like, he trained Thai boxing, but it was never to be a professional athlete. It was just... Just to hurt people.
Yeah, yeah. Just not for good vibe, not for working out. He's like, oh, I just want to inflict pain on somebody.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys that put on a planet to hurt people. And, dude, as soon as she got weird, they just grabbed their money and left.
Dude, one of my best friends, who you guys know, I won't say their name, is a comic, moved to New York.
Taylor?
I don't know.
It is Taylor.
Taylor Ketchum?
It's Taylor Ketchum in New York.
I'm not saying that.
It's Taylor Ketchum. He lives in New York. Please go see him. He's a very funny guy. Go ahead. Who is it?
This person's job was to drive around these party girls. And
hang on. Let me
protection.
See if I have this right. Taylor Ketchum's job was to drive girls around. Okay. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm not going to say the guy's name. He's very funny. He moved to New York from Los Angeles. Good friend of mine that you guys know.
Taylor.
He would be sitting in the car. It was like right when we were 18. He'd be sitting in the car. He'd pull up, and then the girl would just fucking run in the car and be like, we got to fucking go. And he's like, dude, I just dropped you off 5 minutes ago for this bachelor party. And then guys would be banging on his car, and he'd drive off, and they would just split the cash.
She would just jack people?
That's what.
I saw an advertisement for that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I go on Craigslist and I cruise cruise for seeing what hookers are out there, because I just like to. I just like. To
I
know
thought you were
going to
play that off like I was on Craigslist looking for a new couch. Nope, straight up hookers.
Straight up, yeah.
Well, just, I just like to. I just like to see
window
the
what's out there.
Window shop.
Yeah,
yeah. Window and shopping.
Then, I do too.
You'll see adult jobs, so I clicked on that.
Always.
And like most of the jobs, if they're not like looking for porn stars, is drive.
Yep.
Hookers around.
I'm almost there.
And it's like, hey, man, you want to make $5,000 this week? You're like, what?
How? You know?
And you're like, just drive, be a driver. I'm like, man, that's pretty awesome. I can just drive around. And I was talking to Dan, the sound guy. He's like, you know that you're probably going to have to fight people.
No, but you just bring pepper spray. Because I was at a bachelor party one time, and this guy, I was like 20, and this, I was like, I want to do that. And this guy's like, was about my size, not that big, and he's like, dude, you totally could do that. He's like, I have pepper spray, and he was really funny. He came in, he's like, guys, there's one of me. There's 20 of you. I'm not a big guy. Just be cool. We'll call the cops. Just be cool. I don't care what you do. And he's like, you're just the funny guy. So I would just be the funny guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wouldn't go to certain area codes.
Right.
Well, if the girls got to go there,
we don't got to go there. The ship is not going to go to ports that the weather is not good.
I don't know if you have that. I don't know if you have that kind of say in that.
Yeah, you do. If you're the captain, he's like, look, this is my boat.
See, I don't think you're the captain. She's the captain.
She's the first mate.
No,
you gotta have that mentality. If you don't think if you don't think you're the captain, then that boat's gonna get driven.
Yeah, it's not her car and her face that's gonna get dented.
Yeah.
Maybe her uterus, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Leave it up for the wise old black man over here. Now, see here, if you let these hoes run this thing,
no.
You'll find yourself 6 feet deep.
And you're talking from a guy that never did it. So I'm just talking from the side. I'm Monday morning.
Oh, you never did it?
No, I never did it.
Oh, I thought you were saying you did.
So that was BetDSI for all your betting needs. BetDSI, use PunchDrunk, $10. Caveman Coffee, use PunchDrunk Sports. Get 10% off all your Caveman Coffee needs.
Tis the season for coffee, too.
I'm obsessed with coffee. Tell me about Caveman Coffee. Is it good coffee?
It's excellent coffee.
Great.
Espresso?
It's smooth.
They got everything. Cold press.
It's the fine wine of coffee.
Yeah.
Obsessed with cold press. Yeah. That's my new thing.
Yep. That's
less acid.
CavemanCoffee.com.
Caveman Coffee. I'm going to go check it out.
I think you should. Thank you, dude. Great sale.
Definitely sure.
Amazon links. Hey, guys. You guys need to go to PunchDrunkSports.com. Check out the Amazon links. It's time to do some shopping, motherfuckers. Let's shop.
Okay.
Let's shop.
It's that time of year. You got to buy something for your fucking kids.
Yeah, buy some
kids
stuff.
Kids are sucking the
for
life out
kids,
of you.
To your wife, that mistress.
Your wife that's killing
that,
you.
That stripper you're pretty sure loves you. Buy her something.
Do. They all love you.
They all love you. Behind every great stripper, there's a black man taking that money. That's what.
Wow.
Says, is that a saying?
No, I'm just putting
sugar
that out
free.
There.
Okay. Sugar free.
Yeah. So that's great. Guys, please check out PunchDrunkSports.com. We need writers again. If you want to write for the website, if you think you're a really great writer, hit me up. We need writers again. I love the...
I just got two new guys I just put through to Bill.
What are they writing about?
One guy wants to write for baseball.
Okay,
baseball
that's good.
Writer.
We'll get to that.
And then another guy that wanted to do, what was the other one? I don't remember.
The other one was something. It just has to be funny and weird.
Yep.
Whatever you want to write about. We need writers. I've been putting a ton of content on there. BetDSI is sending us a ton of content. The website is awesome.
What's the website?
PunchDrunkSports.com.
Copy that.
You can write about anything, dude. You want to write about how to pick up hookers? I don't care.
Okay.
You can write about it. Think about it. So that's all the stuff. So those are people. Dates out of gates. I'm not doing anything this week. Anything?
I'm doing nothing this week.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, plug your show. It's a great show.
Palapalooza. I do Palapalooza. That's on Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, Los Feliz, 1727 North Vermont in the little hipster area at
Super
the Impro
fun.
Theater. We have... what's her fucking name? Sarah Weinshank will be the comic this coming
nice,
week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Funny. Weird. Out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You look like you could be brother and sister.
Do we really?
Yeah. Don't you think
so? Is that
so,
why
Sam?
You're sexually attracted to her?
No, I'm sexually attracted to her because her name's Sarah and that's my mom's name.
Oh, that's cool. I respect that. I respect that.
Dude.
Shit just got weird.
I love that.
Shit just got really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like weird shit. I like weird shit too.
So it's every Sunday.
Yep. You just did the show.
Yep.
Very good job.
Every Sunday.
Explain the show.
The show is a comic. Jason Tebow was our last comic. Did great. The comic will come out and do a 3 to 5 minute bit, sit down on the corner of that stage, and then an improv team will just do improv based on that stand-up set. And so there's one stand-up comic, four different improv teams. And you guys have both done the show.
Yep.
fun show.
You do like four or five minute sets, and at the end of your set, a different improv group will reenact your set in whatever way, shape, or form that they cling on to.
Dean Del Rey, George
Tiana's done it.
Yeah, it's everybody.
Nick Youssef just did it.
It's a fun show. Fun show. It's blowing up. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's packed. Every time I've done it, it was super packed.
You have a very exciting show.
I do, yeah.
The kids love it.
It is. We get dark on it. It's a really good vibe crowd, and every once in a while we'll get dark. And
well, I think that's a really cool thing about comedy now. It's finally starting to get dark. I mean, like, forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somebody told me this a long time ago. It's like, I brought this up, and this was probably well over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, it's like comedy is so, like, it just got to be, you know, patty cakes.
Not anymore. I think it's turning.
Well, and she goes, hey, dude, it just takes time. I mean, look at music. Mm-hmm. I mean, how long was music
poppy?
Just like poppy, everything was love songs, and then in came Black Sabbath and all those guys and kind of changed it up and allowed it to be like a
different. And then it even went back again to real poppy, like the 90s was all like poppy until like the grunge shit came around. You know what I mean?
You know, something, so a trend.
Well, grunge was before this new wave of pop dog shit that we've been in for about 20 years.
Yeah. One thing I've been noticing with the show, so we get a lot of just comics and performers coming through all the time, every week. So, I mean, for improv teams, that's shit. That's 20 people minimum, and then a comic. And so I've seen a lot of comics, a lot of performers over the last 2 years. And one trend that I'm seeing is that, and we talked about this, and you agreed. You're like, dude, the young chicks are slaughtering. There's 18-year-old, 19-year-old girls from the Midwest, wherever, they come and they get involved in UCB, maybe do stand-up for a year or two. And I'll admit it, man. I'll admit when someone's funny and when someone's not funny, but there's just these young chicks are getting better and better and better, and they're slaughtering at my show. And it'd just be some nerdy Asian chick. I'm like, you know, getting dark, dropping fire. I'm like, who are you? Like, oh, I just moved out here from Dallas. And I've just noticed a trend in younger women just fucking tearing it up
out
the gate.
These girls are growing up having watched Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, a lot of them
had Chelsea Handler,
idols of people. They're like, hey, I can be sexy and still talk
about.
What
I'm dying to see is when
dark shit.
When we will start seeing girls talk about something other than dating
or their pussies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I mean, I got a bunch of dick jokes. I really don't mind vagina jokes. It just can't be the whole fucking set.
Right. Yep.
It's just like, I mean, I've talked about this before on the show. It's just like men and women are different. Are now the new white people and black people are different.
Don't like that. I tune out as soon as I hear.
Dude,
that.
I have jokes here and there, but it's not my entire fucking set. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I watch that, I go, I just see a bunch of people just pandering. That's what I think.
I like to hear about personal pain and personal triumphs and just like personal revelatory stories. That's my new thing. It's like, tell me how you're broken and how you're attempting to fix yourself, or maybe you're not. But I just zoom in if someone's like, look, I got this weird thing. I'm like,
well, because
okay.
There is some sort of that personal connection of truth. There is that some, you're not like taking some. Like what I hate is what you guys are saying is like when a young comic, somebody, you know, 22, 23, is going, here's what I think about life and what's wrong with the world. I'm like, you don't have life experiences to do that. But if you're 23 and you're talking about your life and it's, you personalize it, there's so much more validity to it.
Yeah. Is what?
Taylor Tomlinson. Do you know her?
No.
She's the future, dude.
Oh, is that the one that you were talking about a couple months ago that really impressed you?
Yeah. She's the future. But she's only 22, so it's like, or she's only 20.
Wow.
And you watch her and you're like, her premises are 20-year-old kid issues. You know, like going to Taco Bell is weird. And like, I've heard a million Taco Bell jokes, but I'm like, that is new to her life.
Yeah.
And that's what she did. But where she's special is her crowd work is like grown man crowd work. Like she doesn't get fazed by someone trying to rattle her. She just stays in the pocket and starts throwing heat at people.
We still get fazed.
I don't get fazed. I had one recently, but that was more because I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to get into that whole thing. Just I'm having weird times right now.
Are you going to talk about Saturday? Is that what you were going to bring up?
No, I was going to bring up that.
I'll say
because
you're just
before.
Obsessed with that. With the only reason I said that because you.
Oh, now you
got to
bring it up. I love this shit.
I've just had just some weird sets lately, and I'm just
like
wondering how long till the Comedy Store just decides to stop giving me spots.
But that's
never.
That's like the file that under classic typical triply paranoia.
Yeah,
it's like you were saying the other day. It's like, you could win the lottery. Triply could win the lottery.
I'm
get
a
development
different
deal.
Tax bracket now. I'm fucked.
Get signed to do an HBO special. go do some shitty gig with nine people in the audience and then, like, be suicidal on the way home. I'm like, but look at all of this shit you just got. Bro, the ship's sinking, bro.
It is sinking, dude.
Party's over, dude.
I used to, when Sam used to bring me, remember, my, like, and I'm still, like, getting over this fear just in general. Like, I journaled this the other day that I have this fear, and I'm letting it go, where if I do one bad set, I'm out. Whether that's the Comedy Store, which I'm not even in, but, like, if you guys take me on the road, I do one bad joke, my head's like, dude, one bad joke, and these guys are fucking cutting you loose, you know? And I still carry that. So it's like, remember before we used to go on, you would take me to some of these bigger shows, and I'd be like, Sam, if I bomb, will you still be my friend? And you're like, of course. I'm like, if I bomb, am I out? And you're like, no. And I still don't believe that. But
the car's
like...
running.
Yeah.
No, I just like 2 weeks ago, I had a really weird one. And then just Saturday night was a good set. It just wasn't great. And I was just upset.
But that room was so weird, though. I mean, like I told you, I walked in. I thought you were one more than you, and you were on. So, Steven, I missed your set. But then I walked in, and I sat around and watched Yusef's set, who's one of my best friends, and he's always funny. And also in All Things Comedy. And I was like, wow, man, these jokes are hilarious, and the crowd is just joke to joke.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's not your fault. Sometimes it's not your fault as a comic.
That's why I'm taking the week off from comedy. I just want to reassess.
It's also Thanksgiving, holidays.
Yeah, I'm just in weird places.
Yeah, we all are, bro. And I think when you stop being in weird places, that's when it's not going to be funny.
Yeah, probably. I think we need that sense of urgency. Comics need that desperation.
Yeah. I don't. Like to just come in and just go and.
But you've never seen yourself complacent. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know who gets, you know, you see all these rich comics get, I mean, that's what that new Chris Rock movie is about. Is like, once you get everything you want and you lose the funny because you don't have that desperation of like, every set matters. Every sentence
I have to be funny
matters.
To get laid or to advance.
You know what's so funny is like, you know who you see that a lot with? Two people. Eminem has to make up like fights with people.
Oh, dude, the musicians are notorious for that.
And then Howard Stern.
Yeah.
He's at his best when he makes a battle with somebody.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. Yeah, Eminem's constantly is improving.
Yeah, I just feel like I just felt like I've had two weird set. I had one weird set where I just wanted to destroy this guy in the OR, and it was just like, weird because I was just in a my mind was mentally I get somewhere where my mind just is so crazy it's debilitating
You know I the OR and I'll go on the record and say this you know
this is for the record
this is
it's a good thing we're recording it so whether you want it or not it is on the record
that room scares me I'm intimidated by I'm not intimidated by a lot of places anymore I'm a loud
what intimidates
mouth.
It about is it the fact that there's 12 to 20 comics that you know in the back of the room? Like, if that was just filled with strangers, would it be less intimidating?
Yes.
That's what 100%. Seems to intimidate everybody.
Yeah. And remember, we've talked about this outside the Comedy Store. It still scares me, man. And it's like, it's still, it may just be in my head, but, you know.
It's like, you don't want to be, you care so much less about being judged by strangers that 100%. Are there from Australia watching comedy than you do about your peers in the back of the
100%.
Room. That could be a packed room, and you can have, like, you know, Ari Tripoli and Tony Hinchcliffe in the back, and I'm like, man, I better fucking have a good set.
Yep. 100%.
And I don't give a fuck about the 100 people that are in between me and Tripoli, Ari, and fucking Tony Hinchcliffe.
When people I care about or respect are watching me do stand-up, I don't like that. Period. I can go to entertain 500 Marines for 5 hours. But if you're like, oh, like if a girl especially, like if a girl's like, I would like to see your comedy that I know from outside comedy, I instantly something in my heart's like, don't come see me because if I bomb, I'm not getting my dick sucked. You know, if I bomb, it's like if family, friends, like, I want to see your comedy. I bet you're funny. Well, you just fucked me because now I have to be else I'm going to hang myself.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Like, does that affect you, Sam? Like, let's say it's like a packed OR. You don't know anybody in the fucking room. And right before you go on, you see Rogan walk in the back of the room and stand there with his arms folded and watches your set.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that gets in your head.
It's so interesting, man. When I'm on
like, man,
the road,
I want my
dude.
Buddy to think I'm good. I want my buddy to not think I'm doing old jokes. I want my, you know.
Yeah.
I want to, you know. And I could give a fuck about the people that paid to see me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 100%. Just the one guy that could give a flying fuck about me.
I know.
And it's usually like people that if I quit comedy forever, tripling Ari are still going to be my friends.
Isn't that,
you know what I mean?
It's like a crazy.
Well, I mean, at least at least Ari.
No, I'm yeah. kidding.
You know what I mean?
It's like, no,
but
dude.
The people that will like me no matter what are the ones that I'm like, God, man, I hope I don't disappoint my buddy.
I'm in 100%. A weird place, man, because like the Comedy Store for me is such a weird thing because I had to go so late for so long and I never got to go early. If I go up to a packed room, I'm like, oh, man, what's going on here? Why am I going up in
really?
Front of a packed room? Yeah. Oh, that's
you're
interesting.
Used to
I go on the
on...
road, and it's a packed room. I will murder people.
I've seen you. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's but something about that, oh, doing the Comedy Store in a packed room where it's like 10 minutes, 50 minutes, it just, it's wow. like, do I have enough time to get these people to sink into what I want to do? Right. Because the earlier sets, and I love all those people. I have nothing but love for 99.9%. There's nobody at the Comedy Store I don't really like right now. There used to be some, but there's nobody I don't like.
A list of about 40.
I like everybody there. I'm really happy.
Like, if you could see Jason's eyes when he just said that, they just got beady. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, like, there's some definite guys who like are doing that mainstream comedy stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't like that.
I don't either.
For me personally, I like to get real on stage, man. Like, as real as possible. You know, I mean, I have to walk that dance where I just can't go up and just sledgehammer them anymore because it's just like, that doesn't work. So I have to ease in with some stuff. You know, it's like, I go up and, I got this great bit about internet dating. I hate it because I hate the beginning of it because it is an internet dating joke and that's everywhere. But then I go into what I personalize it for me.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know? But I got this bit about pooping that's just murdering right now. And it's like part of it, me gets really depressed
when you
that I have
it.
A lethal shit your pants joke.
Yeah, but Nirvana still had to play fucking Smells Like Teen Spirit else people were
pissed. I'm totally down
it's
with
just,
that.
I think that's part of it.
It's just the way, it's just my mind. You know, and that's a big reason why I'm probably taking off this week and probably next week just to get my head focused again.
It's like golf, though. You take it off and you come back and you'll just fucking kill it.
It's
good to take time off.
Now that I've gotten sober, man, I have been able to produce a shitload of fucking comedy.
100%.
Like, I mean, I have been on a tear of, like, I just recorded, this would be a year ago I recorded my set. I have a legit new hour of, like, really killer shit.
What's the process to getting it on Netflix or something like that?
Well, I hear Netflix is really hard now, man. I hear it's really hard to get shit on Netflix.
I think it got flooded.
I think they got like HBO. They're just
a
like
a few people got theirs on there because like, oh, this is an easy, you know, a media for that. And then everybody was like, wow, so and so, you know, like, you know, Sebastian and a lot of different, you know,
Chelsea Peretti.
A lot of people got.
Well,
got
what
those
sucks
on there.
Is that what I hate is when the people who have access and opportunity take advantage of a place where people who are great but don't have access and opportunity would really thrive. It's like Chelsea Peretti is a great comic. I really enjoy her stand-up. But she could have done a Comedy Central, and I'm not – this is no shit talk because I really love that chick. I think she's really cool.
Super cool.
But I think that, like, Netflix, it would be great to somebody who can't get on Comedy Central to do a Netflix special to get a chance. And that's very idealistic.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's their people, too. It's not even them.
Well, I used to work for New Wave, and they were positioned somehow with Netflix, and I could never figure it out. I worked at New Wave for a while, and I was in the home theater department or the bonus feature department. Somehow I just ended up there, and the next department over was all the stand-up, and there was just a brick wall around that. I would always go over and be like, hey, what's up? And they're just like, get out of here. I'm like, I'm a comic. They're like, cool. You know what I mean? I would see my friends coming in and out. Like, I think Brett Ernst was there a couple times. Yep. And there's just this weird division. So somehow New Wave's involved in it with Netflix somehow. But other than that, like, I can't really – I don't know. I don't know what – how they choose to put you on there. I don't think it's always talent-based.
Who pulls the strings? Yeah. Who talks to the people? Who gets them to move? That's
well, can we
thing.
Manipulate those people somehow? And you know,
I mean,
women,
yeah, doing
cocaine.
Your show that you're doing right now is a great way to do that. I mean, look at Moses and the roast battles. I mean, he's getting a lot of heat off that show because that show is so huge.
Nice guy too. I like him.
I love Moses.
Moses is the best.
Yeah, he's cool. He got me a
nice laid back dude.
Blowjob one time.
He got
did
you
he really?
Blowjob?
Well, he opened up the door. It was a long story.
How was he at sucking dick?
Not bad.
How's that mustache feel on your, like, on your fucking...
No, he got me a blow. Oh, like, he didn't give me.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God we cleared that up.
He hooked it up.
That was breaking news.
He hooked it up.
How did he hook it up? He's like, hey, why don't you suck my friend's dick?
There's a drunk girl at one of the clubs, and, you know, we were kind of scrambling.
Which club?
Looking for a spot. I don't... Am I going to blow up the spot?
No. Yeah.
Improv?
No, I'm not going to say it then.
And John
then
Lovitz.
Sal's Comedy Hall.
No, he just opened up. I was like... She was like, I would suck your dick. There's nowhere to do it, you know? And he just like a pimp, dude, his arm came through, and he just pushed open a door and pushed me and her in. And I got head, and I walked out, and he just gave me a thumbs up. So I'll never forget that. You know what I mean?
Of course you won't.
It was just one of those things where I was like... You got me a blowjob, you know, for Christmas.
It's interesting when you work at the Comedy Store about how simple it is to get laid. It's like, it's there.
I'll never forget that, though. You know, I've seen a couple of his sets. He's really funny, but the first thing I think when I see him is, gave me a blowjob.
I owe you one.
I owe you a lot. You gave me a blowjob.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, you got to, you can't say he gave me a blowjob.
Yes, you can.
Got me a blowjob.
You should tweet that.
You gotta say he helped me get a blowjob.
From him.
Okay.
That's totally different.
No, okay. I think
you make it sound like, hey man, that guy can slop some great knob.
Yeah. I think it's too wordy the way Sam's doing it. You should just keep saying,
got me.
Moses gave me a blowjob.
No, got me a blowjob.
I like the word gave
helped
more.
Helped me get a blowjob.
I'm sticking with gave.
Got. Like, yes. Like he got me a bike. He got me a house. He got me a boat. What did he get you for Christmas? A blowjob.
There
he
you go.
Got
that's
me a blowjob.
That sounds great.
Got me a blowjob.
Brian Moses sucked your dick.
I'm never
that. Real quick, everybody. Real fun, quick stuff. Turns out Jason Tebow loves Bravo.
you threw me under the bus with that one. Now, Tripoli likes Bravo. We found this out recently.
No, here's what happened.
What's on Bravo that you like?
I don't know. Tripoli, what is on Bravo that you like?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You could jerk off the Bravo. Those chicks are so fucking shiny. Like, they're shiny girls.
Really?
Have you ever watched Bravo?
It's like
it's so fucking shiny.
It's all like housewives and
they
rich
all look
people
like they have beautiful pink assholes. Like, they clean their assholes. They clean it. It's just like...
Not into that.
Not at all?
No shiny. Put that filter on it. I like shame and a little tint, you know, in my channels.
You like a little brown in there, don't
like
you?
YouTube
there's some
video,
guys
yeah.
who like some brown asshole. I like pink assholes.
Wow.
I really do. It just lets me know this. It's...
Someone cares?
Yeah. And you can just breathe through it.
Damn.
I just love that.
The old gas mask.
The old fucking butt snorkel.
Butt snorkel.
What happens is we have a couch and occasionally people crash on it. And one of the people who crash on our couch is this crazy chick that's friends with Dana.
I thought they were going to me.
And she stayed with us for a couple months and it was pure hell. And pure hell. She was the worst person ever.
You were very, very, very stressed during that time of your life.
Because just some people bring bad luck.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Just some people suck the fucking happiness out
like,
of
Trippy
you.
Like, Trippy likes to hang out and stuff like that, but like, he's always like, you have frenetic energy. You're always like, I got to go here, I got to go there. Mm. And during that time of his life, he's like, dude, you want to go to Starbucks, just hang out for 4.5 hours?
Yeah.
I got to get the
Why?
Fuck out.
Why? Because he got to get out, really?
Yeah.
It's like, I live in a nice studio.
Yeah.
I really like where I live. It's not big.
Where do you live exactly?
Right by the bowl.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
Why don't you give that address out on the internet right
no,
now?
No, let's not. So anyways, it was really funny. Somehow she had programmed our DVR mm-hmm. to go to Bravo. And she wasn't even recording it because it didn't record anything. It was just like she programmed it to just at a certain time of day to turn to Bravo.
That sounds like God.
You know? So one day I wake up and, like, you know, it's one of the rare times I actually got up after Jason Tebow. And I wake up and I look at my fucking television and there's fucking hot fucking shiny object fucking chicks on Bravo. And I'm like, what is going on here? Because Dana will usually
because he
on
loves
CNN.
Bravo. That's basically
what shows in particular? Like, what's on Bravo? What's their lineup?
All those Housewives.
Oh, that's on Bravo.
That's not on when we watch it. But I think that is on Bravo.
Oh, I thought you were saying what shows are on the on that network.
Oh, I thought you were asking what shows are on when I turn on the when
yeah,
the television's
asking,
on.
Yeah, yeah, what
it's some weird blonde. It's one girl who doesn't speak any English. She's like Albanian. She wants to be.
It's all reality shows that wives
like.
Oh,
is that the one where they're the brides from Russia and they come over?
Yeah,
that
I
reality
think so.
Dude, that I can get into that.
Like I can jerk off to NBA Basketball Wives. Like those chicks.
I thought you were gonna say
are
games.
So yeah, hot.
I was like,
too.
Wow, this show just took a hard left.
Basketball Wives is so fucking hot. Those girls are so hot.
Yeah, but they are.
All
hot.
Those women are just like the worst financial investments possible.
100%.
You're like, you're gonna marry this chick and you're gonna lose half your shit, and then what you half you have will be gone.
So you're gonna be married for 5 years. You're only gonna get to bang for two of those years, mm-hmm. and then they're gonna cunt you out and take half your stuff.
Yeah, that's about. Yeah. I watched that documentary. I think it was on Netflix, or maybe a 30
Broke?
For 30. Yeah, one of those where. Oh, it's just sad, man. These guys just get wiped out.
Well,
man.
Dude, they make stupid decisions. Like that one guy who opened a bank account and put the girl he was dating on it, and she just went. He went to the bank. They're like, no money left.
He was like, it was $300,000 in there.
Where's the money? She's like, oh, I thought you were gonna leave me, so I took it
and put it in another account that he couldn't access.
And there's nothing you could do about it.
No, you could do. Like, yeah, man, you legally said she had rights to this money. So
like Sam Ross.
She took it all out and put it in her own account, and now you can't touch it.
Wow. I don't – you know, I think
– that's why you should, like – you shouldn't get married. You know, if you're in that kind of position, and you should just do cool-ass shit, like let Brian Moses suck your dick like my buddy Steve Randolph did.
Dude, don't say – now he's going to hate me.
No, here's
no,
the good thing.
No, trust me.
The guy really like
we're
best
getting him more dick by doing this. Okay. He's going to thank you.
No, I really like that guy. He's been nothing but sweet to me, so I don't – no, I'm not talking shit
the
about
best,
that guy.
The guy who did the best, Troy Aikman, Derek Jeter. And they both have very similar careers.
Is Aikman married now, or is he still not?
Yeah,
married?
But he didn't get married till well after his career.
Yeah, that's what you do.
That's when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't marry them before your career starts because
and you
then
invest
they get part
all
of that
your
cash.
Money and yeah. stuff, and you do all your investments, and you put everything in your own name, and then you go, "Hey, man, now I could actually marry somebody
because I guarantee
they got
you,
no stakes at any of this shit.
Unless you're like Michael Jordan and all that, it's like I've listened to. Charles Barkley talk about this when he goes to NBA All-Star games. Like, none of the chicks want him because he doesn't actually play in the league at that moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't want him, so he can't just roll into a Buffalo Wild Wings and get his dick sucked.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he can.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, he can get laid, but I'm just saying, he's saying the chicks they used to be able to get when he was a baller.
Oh, really?
He can't
it drops
get
down? I didn't know that. I thought you were just on Mount Rushmore of pussy.
I think he might be an exception to that. I don't know. I think Jordan can point and fuck, like anywhere he goes.
Have you guys? Weird side bend. I don't watch sports, but I do watch controversy. And have you guys seen Chameleonaire's YouTube video about the time that he met Michael Jordan? It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
What happens on?
Yeah, I don't want to say it's any bad words on here because I'm not black, but Chameleonaire. Was a
hey, can you get the internet? Do you have the internet? Is it possible to find that?
It's Chameleonaire Mike on Michael Jordan. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. My friends that don't even watch sports either, that I used to be really into Paul Wall, Chameleonaire, and switch a house, and it's just so funny because he's so vulnerable because he's always kind of hard. Chameleonaire is kind of, and he just got his feelings hurt by Michael Jordan.
How?
In the way he goes, you got to understand, you know, growing up in the hood. All I did was wear Jordans. I saved up my money. I drew pictures of Michael Jordan all day slam dunking. And he's like, I made it. I'm a big rapper. I'm at a party. I don't want to meet anybody. Everybody's coming up to me. It feels good. He's very humble about it. And he goes, but I see Jordan. And he goes, I'm like looking at Jordan. I'm like, oh my God, I got to meet this guy.
Absolutely.
He's my deal. He's patiently waited. He's got gold chains on, you know, Chameleon. He's a celebrity himself. And he walks up and hey man, I don't do this, but I'd like to get this fucking gnarly. I'd like to get a picture with you. And Jordan stood up, went after him, was like, I don't take pictures with niggas. Get the fuck out of here. And he goes, excuse me? And there, Jordan's people were holding him back, like, you gotta chill, dude. And Chameleonaire is like, is this a prank? And he, like, went after Chameleonaire, like, gnarly, and was like, nah, get the fuck out of here. And Chameleonaire's people came up and was like, yo, dude, they're trying to tell Jordan, like, that's like a, you know, a celebrity, like, he somehow is sponsored in with him. And Chameleon, the way he's telling this story is one of the funniest things because he's like,
you never want to meet your idols, man.
Dude, that's the whole thing. You don't want to marry your idols either, mm-hmm. man. Like,
what do you mean?
You know, it's like that was a big plot point in Lord of War. You know, like with the Nick Cage movie. Yeah.
I remember that.
And he was like, you never want, because like you marry, you meet this person, you meet them in
this fantasy.
Yeah. And then they're like real people who have like opinions and attitudes.
And yep. fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the same thing with chick. I don't even think, it's so funny about guys. Like, I don't think guys fantasize about marrying famous women.
No.
I think they fantasize about banging them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know if guys fantasize about marriage, period.
Period.
Yeah. You fantasize about getting married? Like, no, God, I do, but so it's nice so to get my balls raked over the coals legally for the rest of my fucking life.
I don't think you can marry a chick who's way up here. I just think you're just setting yourself up for a fucking big fall.
You know what?
It's like, what super celebrity chicks marry run-of-the-mill guys anyway?
Julia Roberts married like a gaffer on one of the movies.
Are they still married?
Yeah.
God bless.
Man. I mean, well, I'm told like Sarah Tiana, that's what she, because Sarah Tiana is such an alpha personality.
No,
that she needs a
I never
beta.
Noticed that.
She needs a beta fish.
You can't have two alphas.
My ex was an alpha, and my therapist was like, you guys have to leave each other because someone's going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
And it was like, we would draw lines, and I was like, dude, this bitch, she was just as tall as me, and she was like, had crazy eyes, like, and I was like, fuck you, fuck
you. She ever swing on you?
No, but she cried one time and says, I love you, and I don't want to have to kill you. And that was like 2 weeks before.
And wow. This guy has
that's
great
foreshadowing
stories.
Right there.
Yeah. Let's hear your story. I want to hear you told us on the Naughty Show podcast, but I think people on Punch Drunk need to hear it. The
Karate Kid.
Which one do you want to hear?
That one.
The one about going to the Mexican television show.
Yeah, yeah, that's one.
I love it.
It's fucking crazy. So.
This story is brought to you by BetDSI.com for all your betting needs. Use Punch Drunk for $10 betting cash. This story is brought to you by BetDSI.
What kind of bets can you place on that?
Anything.
Anything, dude. Those guys are brilliant.
Do they have an app?
Probably.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
I'm an app guy. Guilty as charged. Yeah. You know? I check the weather. I check text messages. I don't give a shit.
Did you check the weather?
I do. I'm obsessed with the weather.
What a
here.
Renaissance, man.
Here,
I get text messages. I get
here,
emails.
Yeah, here, Big Bear, New York, and
San
Diego. People
are furious at the Weather Channel, by the way.
Why is that?
They're just furious.
Because they're wrong? Or
yeah.
Wrong?
And
yeah,
it's
they
like,
are wrong.
Just go outside.
I know.
And like the numbers for the Weather Channel keep going down, but I'm like, what are you, why would they go to your channel? Who's going to just watch the Weather Channel?
My cousin Ross, who's a sea captain, who's a fucking psychopath, was just obsessed. He's like, we've got gales coming in, dude.
And, well, of course, he's a sea captain. His life depends on the weather.
Yeah, but when he's not at sea, he's just like, his wife's name is Dana. He's just like, Dana, Easterly's coming in. And she's just bringing his food down. He's who I got all my, he's Adam Sandler, but bad vibe. I'm writing a script with him in it. He used to break dance and make us fight. He used to, my mom would
stop. Break dance and make you fight. What does that mean?
My mom would drop me off at my cousin Ross and Ryan's house. Ryan was my age. Ross was 3 years older. The year was 1989.
I love
this. Ross was 12. I was 9. And I would say, Mom, I don't want to go. And he was a piece of shit. He was real good looking. He looked like Adam Sandler, just kind of like in his heyday. And,
uh-huh.
And he was just like...
And these are his kids, your cousins.
No. This is my cousin. This is my cousin Ross and my cousin Ryan. My mom would drop me off at my Aunt Donna's house. My cousin Ryan was my age. My older cousin, they were brothers, Ross and Ryan. Ross was 12. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to go there. Ross is already smoking cigs, listening to Metallica, just fucking down to beat ass. You know, uh-huh. He was a big guy, very athletic, and he was... This is where you call me the American Psycho. This is where I got it from. He's like, you just be nice to people. And he's just really dark. And so my mom would be like, your cousin Ross is such a sweetheart. And he'd go, oh, Aunt Susie, oh, I'm going to take care of Steve. We're going to go fishing or we might get in some trouble, but it'll be fine. And my mom would be like, oh, that's so good. He needs like an older brother type. And as soon as it would be like Kevin Bacon on Sleepers. As soon as the door would close, he's like, you fucks are in trouble now. And he would just light a cigarette and stare at my cousin and I. And my cousin Ryan, the who was my age, the younger one, was he lived with him. He was 6'4" already in like eighth grade. He's a big kid, and he was scared. He was just like, dude, we're about to get beat. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do this. And I'd be like, Ross, I love you. And he's like, I love you too, man. I love you too. And he would have these – he was obsessed with Ghostbusters, so he had a Ghostbuster jumpsuit. And he was very athletic, very good looking, like had an 8-pack. You know what I mean? Was like on the football team. And would break dance, and he would have these. I'm writing a script right now.
This is Ghostbusters outfit
constantly. When he would beat our ass, he's like, "Let's go on an adventure." He was a sea, this is the sea captain. So he had a long fishing pole, and he believed that he was an apostle. He's like, you know, Jesus's apostles were fishers, and I kind of think this is at 12. He was like an old soul, really dark dude.
Sure,
and he would
chain smoking, wearing a Ghostbusters outfit, talking about how he's a God's minion,
and he was an altar boy, and he was an altar boy.
Well, they always are.
Yeah, and he was just like, he could quote scripture.
My face hurts.
You should introduce him to Moses.
Oh, who, Ross?
Yeah, altar boys love getting their dicks sucked.
I love Moses. So we would I don't know Moses that well. He got me a blowjob for Christmas. So call back, boom. So we would get dropped off, and Ross would just stare at us like, you know, in Pulp Fiction before the rape started, how they were just kind of like, well. Ross would just revel in that 3 or 4 seconds of just
discomfort.
Pain. Yeah. He would beat us. So he was obsessed with Marky Mark and the Fucking Bunch. So he would lock us in the bedroom.
Keep going. Best thing is, this isn't even the story we want. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
This is I'll never forget this, dude. And he would.
Neither will I.
And me and Ryan would be like, I'm like, I love you, dude. Because my cousin and I, Ryan.
You knew it was about to go down.
Yeah. He was like, dude. Because Ryan now is the tough, dude, is the toughest person on the planet. Because I got this once a week at best. Ryan lived with this and just, dude, you can't hurt Ryan. You can't hurt Ryan. And so Ross was a sea captain. I once saw him punch a seal and a piece of blubber came out of the seal's eye. A seal jumped on a boat that we were on and started snapping.
What the fuck? He just goes,
boom, what's up now? And the seal just jumped back off. And he's like, yeah, like Ross is... He was the hardest dude ever. Not like he just didn't. His hands were tools. He would just pick up like Snapple and crush it and be like, "What's up?" I remember one time he goes.
His hands were tools,
dude. One time he picked a lemon off a tree. There was a dove on the wire. He threw it like this. He was the kind of guy that would never break eye contact to stress a point. He went like this. It hit the bird, killed the bird, and he stared at me and was like, "Yeah, what's up now?"
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He only had black friends, hung out and shot pool at the boys' club. It was hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdo.
Who's this guy, Paul Bunyan?
Dude, he lives in Seattle now, and he owns an olive oil store, and he's just like, bro, he told me, he's like, I go, dude, where are you getting your olive oils? Like, Italy, like the good shit? And I had talked to him a couple years, and he goes, fuck you. And I go, what? He's like a character from a movie, like a funny dickhead older brother.
Yeah.
And he goes, bro, would you get your weed from Jamaica? He's like, no, I get it from these Australian guys who know about hydros, dude. He's like, olive oil's all hydros. He's like, you take your shit from Trader Joe's, throw that shit in the trash, it's hurting you. And it's just like, dude, I made my ex, we talked to him on, we call Ross, he's phenomenal.
Okay. Get into the karate story.
Can I just tell the Ghostbusters?
Uh-huh, sure.
So he would, this happened once a week. He'd lock the door and he goes, you guys know what time it is. It's dance time. And I'm like, I don't want to dance, dude. And my cousin Ryan would start tearing up. 6'4", 1989, bro. I'm in third grade or whatever, fifth grade. And so Ross is like, yeah, it's a dance party. And he would put on a backwards do-rag, okay, with his Ghostbuster stuff and be like, you know, like Marky Mark. So he put on Marky Mark in the funk. Bunch, and he'd be like, dude, you know, come on, you know,
feel it,
and he
feel
would
the start, vibration, and he was, vibration,
and he was really good at dancing, so he would pop lock and just be like dancing, spinning, breaking, dancing. So you're in this small bedroom with bunk beds, bro, with just boogers on the wall, and you know. His mom, they didn't give a fuck. They didn't get in trouble for violence over there. I did. So there'd be like survival knives from Big Five stuck in the wall, arrows. Like, you're just like, I'm fucked, dude. Like, and my mom, I'm like, Mom, it's not cool. My mom's like, oh, Steven.
It looked like the place like a future serial killer would live.
100%, dude. Yeah. Just Metallica posters on the wall with boogers, like, on it. Uh-huh. And so Ross would start up. He'd start breakdancing. And he'd go, now it's Ryan's turn. Go, Ryan. Uh-huh. And Ryan's like, I don't want to dance, dude. And as soon as you dance, he would just start dancing next to you and just do a spin gut kick to the knee, dude. But he would always look at his next victim. So like, I saw him beat a guy's ass in high school while staring at me to make a point. Like, and like everybody's like, he used to fuck us up, and we went to the same high school. He was very violent.
Sounds like a horrible, horrible human being.
So he dropped. He would always bring Christianity into it. So he dropped. My
of
cousin.
Course, the logical progression.
No. He goes like this. Come on, feel it. And he spun kick. He came up while looking at me, was dancing in front of my cousin Ryan, and then just goes boom like that, dude. And doesn't stop dancing. My cousin goes down, and he just like takes his power. He's like, oh, what's up? Now it's Steven's turn. Go, Steven. And I'm like, Ross. I'd go, Ross, I don't want to dance. I'm sorry. I was a pussy little guy. I don't want to dance. He's like, oh, we're dancing. We're cousins. We're family. And he would spin around and go boom. And so now me and my cousin Ryan are both on the floor crying, and he would go over us and be like, Lord Jesus Christ, these boys have sinned. Please take this out of them and pray over us. He would fish. He would go fishing with us and whip us with poles for our sins. He'd be like, run. He had a long
run.
He'd be sitting there and he'd have a cigarette and he'd be like, you guys are going to get tough. And I'm like, well, Ross, I don't know what that means. And he's like, run.
It doesn't mean anything good.
Run. He had a fishing pole that was 15 feet, a surf pole. So you can run for 20 seconds and then he would lacerate you. And I'd be like, Ross, I don't. Because if you left him, you would get whipped. And I'd be like, Ross, I don't want to. He'd be like, run. And he would lacerate you and you would be like, oh, my. You'd get it on the calf and you would go down and start crying. And then he'd just pray over you. He'd be like, that's evil coming out of you. He's like, you're a good kid.
Crazy as fuck.
Crazy. Hilarious.
Crazy. That is hilarious.
We're gonna have to save that story for the next hour. Unbelievable. So hilarious.
Wow.
Cousin Ross, now what's he owns Ross? Drizzle. Ross Driscoll. He owns the rest olive oil. He's like, I'm blowing the roof off the motherfucker in Seattle. He just sells olive oils and he's obsessed with it.
That's amazing.
Good guy, good father.
Sounds horrible, like a horrible, horrible human being.
He fed a grizzly bear by hand in Alaska with a fish.
Who is this guy? Kaiser Sose?
I know.
He's gnarly. I go, are you scared of sharks? Because
Walter Mitty is who he is.
Who's Walter Mitty?
You know that movie where that guy does like all those incredible things with fucking Ross?
Nobody knows what he's talking. This guy likes Bravo. What are you asking him about?
You just watch the movie.
By the way, I don't want to talk about that. The Lego. Let's get into some other stuff real quick. I had some other stuff I wanted to talk about. We can't talk about the Karate Kid.
Yeah, we'll do that in the next hour.
Should we talk about Tebow's
fucking
a fucking
hilarious.
Cheater?
At what?
At fantasy football.
How do you cheat? I don't play fantasy football. How do you cheat?
I made some fucking situation happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to go down.
Do you understand what a trade deadline is?
No.
Do you understand what that? Okay.
It's a very loose term that has, it's open to,
don't even listen to
speculation.
Him. Don't even listen to him. Basically what a trade deadline is like there is a certain cutoff point in which teams can trade players.
Okay.
All right? Because what you want to do is cut off bad teams just giving their good players to good teams.
Totally right.
Copy that.
So last week or 2 weeks ago was the final trade deadline. And everybody made trades.
Comedy Store League.
In the Comedy Store League. Yeah,
okay.
This isn't the Punch Drunk League.
Tebow drafted like shit.
What do you mean? I have a great team.
You're slowly getting a great team.
Yeah, that's called a good team.
Progress. I had a great team out the gate.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I do. I'm second place. I've been first place forever. But anyways, so this guy has a bet coming up with a guy whose
Freddie
team
Lockhart.
Sucks. Now, Freddie Lockhart is so bad. Just to let you know how bad his team is, and you might not get this, but our listeners will. He drafted Maurice Jones-Drew in the first round. Like, that could be in the history of fantasy football, the worst draft of all time.
Fair enough.
So he's going up against Tebow. He's got a big ego. Tebow challenges him to
winner.
It's
whatever they want off of the loser's team.
Yes.
And you can do that?
Sure.
No, you can't do that.
It's a bet that's very common in Punch Drunk. We've done that in this league.
Not after the trade deadline.
If we were making a trade, if it was a trade that we were making, yeah, we could do that.
You're taking somebody's player. It's a trade.
Oh, no. A trade is I give him a player for he gives me a player. We're not doing that.
You're receiving one of his players
off his team.
No.
And he's not giving shit for that.
No.
That's not a trade.
That is a trade. That is a trade.
That's gambling.
Yeah, it's a trade.
We'll see.
So you're cheating.
So you're not allowed, because
how do you feel about this? Do you feel guilty conscience? Or
not in the least bit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
He's desperate.
I don't see it in his eyes. He's
not
clear,
desperate.
You're clear about it.
You're desperate.
How am I desperate?
To get this guy to try to get into the playoffs.
I'm in the playoffs if they start. I'm in third place. I could lose two games and still be in the playoffs.
Dude,
what kind of money is that on the line?
Nothing, like $200 or something.
That's fucking a lot. I have $11 in my name right now. Yeah.
That's a lot. I'll give you $5.
Thank God.
Oh, speaking of $5, can we get into the tubestart.com?
Please, let's.
$5, dude. Five. Watch this. This is how this is going to go. Look at this.
Go to tubestart.com and help us get this studio to the where you want it to be.
This is all new to me. What's
not only where we want it to be, we're starting there's a fundraiser here for All Things Comedy so we can get, you know, video in here and get some cameras in here so we can stream it live, so we can get, you know, be able to take calls and get some phone lines in here so we can do all the things that we all want to do on these shows. You can go to tubestart.com for $5 to get you I Support All Things Comedy sticker.
Perfect.
For $10, get you a All Things Comedy coffee mug, and $25 gets you a t-shirt, and there's new t-shirts out right now. So that's one way you can support this and get it. Everyone's like, hey, why aren't you guys live yet? Because not all of you have donated yet.
Yeah, it's $5. Count this out, me, Tebow.
Seven.
Come on, count it out.
One, two, three, four. This is a ridiculous example of, yes, that's five.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, I just gave him $5.
You just handed him $5.
Here, give me that back, that
he
$5.
Needs it back. He needs it
Hand
back.
That to them. I just donated $5.
There's five American dollars
to All Things Comedy.
To All Things Comedy.
I just gave five fucking dollars.
Who are you going
to
donate your shirt
to? It's $5.
Look at that. Five fucking dollars. I just gave it. It's nothing.
Pretty easy. Pretty easy.
It's nothing.
Guaranteeing he buys pot with that money.
Why are we struggling to get 10 grand?
Still.
There's 53 podcasts on this channel.
We're a little over halfway to our goal. And
there's,
you know,
53 podcasts on this channel?
Yeah!
Is there any gardening podcast or anything like that?
Do you have any gardening podcast?
I don't know why I just asked that. I'm just kind of getting into gardening.
I think that's a great niche that nobody's talked about.
I'm into it.
Here's what the thing is, man. I would like to believe that Punch Drunk has 20 people that are our friends that will give $5 each. Yep. If we give, everybody gets five, that's $100. That's our proportion of that $5,000 that needs to be made.
And get an All Things, you know, donate 25, you get an All Things Comedy shirt.
Come on, man.
Rock it around and say, I was there at the beginning.
I don't get how
this shirt bought cameras for all my favorite podcasts that I like to watch.
Some of these podcasts, it's like, oh, dude, we just made $1 million in crowdfunding. What? But we can't get 10 grand for 50 podcasts to have a studio that isn't going to go away.
Let me tell you something. Here's what where you're going wrong.
America!
You want me to fix it? You want me to fix it?
Go ahead.
One of my idols, Joel Osteen, never asked for money. Joel Osteen from the Religious Channel.
Yeah.
He just simply gives a good product, and he puts the address on the bottom. And he goes, Ma, if you like what you've seen and you've been safe, we'd love your support. And he doesn't even say support. 600,000 comes in a week, dude. Just boom, boom, boom. So just, hey, if you like the podcast, we could use the support. If not, we're going to be
53 podcasts, free content.
Yeah.
Everybody loves all these shows.
If you love Joel Osteen, send us some money.
100%. Send us
$600,000. If you hate him, send us more money.
He's a good person.
Let's not go dude, I've seen those eyes.
No,
there's darkness.
I don't see it. I have that gauge that you do. I don't see it. Maybe Joel's my blind spot.
I do. We'll get into that later. All right, guys. We're going to take a little break. And then when we get
Ari,
back, we're
going to
actually
on the
talk
second
some
hour.
Sports.
We'll get Ari in on the second hour as well. So, we'll
All Things Comedy. Check it out. PunchDrunkSports.com. Check out Caveman Coffee. Check out Amazon.
I want to know more about Caveman Coffee.
You know, we'll talk a little bit more on the other side. All right.
Sure, we'll
see you in a couple minutes. Bye. Back in the heat. All Things Comedy Studio. I know you guys want to see us live. We want to do it too. We were talking yesterday. Shit might be popping. We might be getting that a little quicker than we thought.
Let's make it happen.
Possibility in the next couple weeks. Something big might go on. But stick with us, young Christian warriors.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Joining us, as always, in the studio, the man of 1,000 stories of debauchery, Steve Randolph.
Hey. All right, hey, Worth.
We're going to get into your karate story soon, but let's get into the little sports because this is a sports podcast. Boom. Big week in sports. Big week in sports. The NFL. Are we getting Ari?
Oh, yeah. You want me to try it? Let's give this a shot right now. Ari, who went to the Cowboys-Giants game where Odell Beckham made the greatest catch I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
I'm already sick of seeing it on ESPN.
Yeah, ESPN will do that to you. You're like, wow, I really enjoy this. And then ESPN will be like, let's show you 90 million times.
I'm not sure how he'll be able to hear you guys. But Ari, can you hear us?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Welcome to the show, Ari Shaffir, Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir.
Thank you. Ari Shaffir's Comedy Central.
Have you taken
Comedy
over
Central's
the
Central's Ari Shaffir or Ari Shaffir's Comedy Central?
Yeah, you know him. You know this network from Ari Shaffir.
Yeah,
Comedy Central.
Wow, that's amazing. You haven't even really technically been on it yet, and you're already owning it. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, what's the plan? Is to put out your hour right before your show comes out, or your show comes out then your hour? What are we doing?
The hour comes out right before, and then the show.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so is it going to be an evening with Ari Shaffir?
No. It's a week later. It's Friday night for the special, then it's Thursday for the show.
Are they going to run commercials for your show during your special?
I don't know, maybe.
That would be a cool idea.
I thought you run the channel. I thought you could just tell them what to do.
Sounds like people are getting fired at Comedy Central.
All right, so we're finally getting to some sports here. You were at the big game, Giants versus Cowboys,
great.
Cowboys versus Giants. Talk to us. What was it like?
No, it was great. Okay, well, first of all, the Cowboys came out flat. But we got to go on the field. We watched all the Cowboys warming up. We saw Witten warming up. I mean, we're talking 15 feet away from him. We saw Dez Bryant from the sideline. Not even the sidelines, from the field.
Did you watch the game from the field?
No. We did not. We had to go to the field stand for that.
Did you get to...
Oh, Dez Bryant was playing catch with people in the stands, with little kids in the stands.
Oh, that's cool.
Tossing in the stands, the kids, and like having them toss the bat.
Did you get to meet or talk to any of the players?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Was there any weird reaction, Ari, from when they noticed Steve Ranzisi? They're like, oh my God, you're from the league. And then they looked at you, you're like, the amazing racist. Was there any kind of weird reaction to that?
No, someone took a picture with him, some girl took a picture with him on the sideline, some like housewife or something. And then we went up and sat.
For two guys with TV shows on television, you guys got shitty seats.
Shitty seats.
Who got you the tickets?
Television.
Oh, Fox got for you?
FX, yeah.
Wow, somebody's getting fired.
Heads are going to roll for this.
It was fine. We watched everybody. He didn't get recognized once up there, though.
Can you tweet that Ari Shaffir is not happy with FXX for his seats?
Okay. Roger.
It's tweeted.
So we've already tweeted that you're unhappy with FX, so they're done.
Yeah, stick a fork in you.
Do you really want me to tweet that?
No, don't tweet
that. Dude, what about that Beckham catch? Was that the greatest catch you've ever seen in your life or what?
Oh, my God, man. I mean, you see a meme with the hand of God pushing it back? The art, whatever that painting that is, with the hand of God reaching out over the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Pushing it back into his hand. I don't understand. It wasn't like the force of the ball pushed into his hand. It was past his hand.
It was crazy, dude. I mean, that guy's got bear paws, and it's just like, it's just to reach back like that and grab that. The funniest thing, did you ever hear the Telemundo call on that when the Spanish guys? The guy's like, no. Like, he couldn't believe it.
Oh, really? Wow.
No, I didn't hear that. It's hilarious.
He sounds Japanese, but yeah, it was crazy, dude. Now, did just Giant Stadium go nuts when that catch happened?
Say again, to what?
The Giant Stadium go crazy on that catch, I assume.
Just, it must have been, like, just chaos.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. No, but I mean, the people have given up on the Giants. There's a lot of Cowboys fans there.
There was a lot of Cowboys fans. I mean, you could hear audibly loud, "Let's go Cowboys" chants during that last drive. And I'm like, what? This is in New York. How can you hear? How are they not getting drowned out by people that hate
because
this shit?
3-7. Because they're 3-7, and that's the time to get rid of your seats. It was not a hard ticket to come by. In fact, eBay and his uncle were trying to get rid of their tickets that they bought on their own. Comes it with us.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't scalp them. There was no one out there to buy them. No one wanted
right.
them.
Right. Do you got any good Adam eBay stories from him? I know he was sick the first half of his vacation. He said he just slept in your bed, which only got him sicker, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so, probably. No, actually, I didn't watch the Chiefs beforehand. You know, he fucked in my bed a bunch.
He fucked in your bed?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's not cool.
No, I don't know. I'm assuming. I have no idea if he did or not. He did change the sheets, though, which is nice.
But God damn it, I didn't get any pussy. I was very sick the whole time.
Yeah. So now what'd you guys do with him? You guys take him around, show him the sights, let everybody know he's the talent guy at the Comedy Store?
Was he name dropping?
No, I got back and I met him there. He's gone now. He's back on his way to L.A. right now. But I met him, you know, at the game. That's why I got right off the plane, went to, got picked up by Manazisi, went straight to Meadowlands, or whatever it's called now. What a nice stadium, too.
MetLife, I think it's called,
it
right?
It is MetLife, yeah.
MetLife. Yeah.
Nice stadium. Is that your first time at the new stadium?
Yeah, first time there.
Yeah.
I've never been to the old one either.
Okay.
It was nice. Good. And then there's restaurant you can go to. It's right on the field, like at the 50-yard line. It's called 50-something.
Right.
And during one of the punts, you see everybody running by. And man, they're fast and they're big. When you get down to field level, they're fast.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you romanticize the notion, like when you sit at home and play Monday morning quarterback and you're like, man, I bet I could at least play special teams. No, you can't. When you see how big and fast and strong these guys are, even just special teams, which a lot of times are people that are barely made the team, you know, you're a dead man.
Exactly, they're fast as fuck.
Yeah, they were the best guy on their college football team.
Yep.
They're the best guy.
Yeah.
A lot of them best guys high school in their whole state.
Yeah, right. You know? There's a couple of Mr. Blah, blah, blah state football players who just are covering kickoffs.
Yeah.
That's about basketball. Like the 13th, 14th, 15th guy on an NBA bench would light everybody up.
Of course.
Dude, there's this guy who comes to the Y when I used to go there who played in the D League. And like he was like a 6'9 monster that would just light everybody up.
Right.
Could barely make the D League team.
Sure, it's like that. Like those special team players in the NFL are like hot chicks in L.A.
Yeah,
like you're the hottest chick in Des Moines, Iowa, and you come to L.A. and you're just average at best.
You're a seven.
Yeah,
you know?
Stay home, be happy. All right, but how great was the live? It must have been great to see that game live. I mean, that was a fun game to watch.
God, it was back and forth. I mean, Texans were all there, but I mean. It was just so back and forth. I mean, the Cowboys defense, listen, you guys. I mean, how are they going to stop the Eagles?
They're not going to. Cowboys are going to lose that game on Thanksgiving.
By a lot. And the one in Dallas. This one is in Dallas.
Yeah, it's in Dallas.
There's no way, man. There's no way. They covered the spread, but barely. They didn't come back. They had to rely on a tip pass interception at the goal line in order to come back.
Yep. How much did Steve Renizzisi have to eat at the game?
He tried one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, a slice of pizza will suffice you, one of everything. And he goes, in spirit, but it's not by the letter of the law.
In spirit.
He's just shoveling shit into his fucking fat head, huh?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What a great game. Back and forth. And they came back. The Cowboys came back to the lead. Gave it up. Came right back.
You guys should have had a
bet. He called it. He goes, Cowboys are going to score 3 touchdowns in the second half. They'll score 31. Whether or not that's enough, I don't know.
Did you have any bets with Steve or Adam, as they're both Giants fans and you're a Cowboys fan? Do you guys have any gentleman bets?
Yeah, you know, we have a show out to FX and Comedy Central right now.
That's what I hear.
So we decided to back a bet that whoever won would.
The other show's canceled?
Yeah, we'll take the other teams.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Wow. So.
Wow.
So you don't hate FX now that you own that as well.
Yeah, I own FX. I got the show.
That was great.
Season 7 of the league starring Ari Shaffir.
Now, nice. Ari, you have a Death Squad fan base. Steve Renizzisi has, you know, the league fan base. On how many hands can you count your female fans?
Count them on two hands if you let me do a finger each.
Okay. All right.
Wow. So I guess that's two. That number would be two. Where were you when you were on the road? It looked like you were in some exotic location, according to Instagram.
Vancouver. It was all right. It was good. I had work to do, though, so I mostly stayed on.
I had to hit that place up, man. I need to get out to Vancouver.
Did you get laid?
I did not. I did get a mouth sex.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait a minute.
I've got a lot of questions.
That turned me on.
I know. He's like, I did not.
I did not have sex with that Vancouver chick.
I have a question. What exactly is a mouth sex?
A mouth sex is like, okay, you know how sex works?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, then what you do is you take the mouth and you put it on my cock, and you just keep sucking it.
You got a Brian Moses special.
Stop.
Yeah, Brian Moses special. Yeah.
Let me. I just find so interesting because I've seen your junk before, and it really is so unholy. It's unbelievable that a chick would choose to put her face near it instead of her vagina because her face can breathe.
What's unholy about it?
Well, Sam, what you gotta understand is that a lot of women don't have self-respect, so that's what I really count on.
Has any girl ever thrown her back out lifting up your balls?
Yeah, a couple times.
Makes sense.
Yeah, then she wears one of those garter belts.
Oh, you got to wear one of those, like, UPS delivery guy belts? One of his balls looks like a pumpkin, and the other one looks like just a ball.
Oh, that's cool. I had a friend that had that.
It does look like he just has this one giant ball.
And it hangs, like, so much lower than, like, the other balls.
His balls
like,
look like Master Plaster from fucking...
Ari. All right, do you shoot a huge load like Peter North shit?
Do you shoot a giant load? Is the question?
Yeah, sometimes depends how I feel.
Okay,
you know, if I'm feeling, but that feeling,
that one giant ball doesn't give you that one giant ball doesn't give you super.
Yeah, I just feel like you must just drown chicks,
Peter North.
Yeah.
No, they each add something. The left adds the froth, and the right adds the color.
Oh my god! I could have lived a long time and not heard that.
Which one?
Froth, like your dick is like a rabid dog,
or a cappuccino machine.
Squeeze one, it just does color or just does froth.
Yeah, good point, Steve. Would you say your jizz is more a latte or a cappuccino,
or an americano?
More of a latte, hard.
Oof.
Oh yeah, I'd say a latte. I don't really know. I don't drink coffee much.
Uh huh.
You don't drink a lot of coffee.
It's just
it's about the amount of venti coffee.
The word that alarmed me was froth.
Yeah.
I when I think of ejaculating, the word froth is probably not in the top 20 words that come to my mind.
Yeah, when you're angry, it comes out like that. Just
I wonder
like
if like
after I tell people's face, they usually go, "Top it off, please."
Top it off, please.
I bet you Ari, after he gets done with a chick, her snatch looks like a pair of sneakers left out in the rain. Just moldy. Just dripping.
Uncalled for.
Ari, NFL, let's get into some NFL. I don't know if you know this, but our good friend Jason Tebow works at the NFL Network. And can you tell the story?
Yeah, I got Andrew Siciliano, the host of the show, Ari, is a huge Browns fan. And this week the Browns are playing the Falcons, and I don't go to the first rehearsal because there's no need for me to be trapped in the studio. So I'm like usually outside with like all the crew, like chain. That's where all the smokers hang out, where all the cool kids in the parking lot are chain smoking before the show. I'll show up for the second rehearsal, then I'm locked in the studio the whole time. I walk in and the floor, the one of the floor producers comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, Andrew was just talking about you." I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, man, you can't root for the Falcons today. He's really pissed at you." I'm like, "What?" And then he comes over and he's like, "Tebow, good morning." I'm like, "Hey, how are you? If you think that I'm going to be able to work and do my job while you're doing your shitty Falcon celebrations today, you've got another thing coming."
Was he serious?
He was dead serious. And he's like, "I'm not trying to be a dick, but I'm going to be a dick."
Wow.
I want zero rooting. So I literally, like, you
that
may
is
as well
so
put,
insane to me that you can't. I mean,
What a little person you are to not let somebody root for their football team.
And it's not even like I root loudly.
That's not because that's the rule of the place. It's simply because they're playing your team. Like, that's crazy.
And, like, all season long, I'm in this. I can't make noise. I can't do it. You know, I just have my own, like, fist pump fucking little celebrations I'll do.
Wow.
You know, occasionally I'll throw things, like, on a, you know, we'll go for a fourth down. I'll just throw my fucking roster across the room. Or what, you know, little things that aren't loud. A lot of them he doesn't even know. But he just made it very I don't want to see fist pumps. I don't want you throwing rosters. None of your usual antics.
This is, like, every weird teen dance comedy fucking plot, by the way.
Right?
One guy tells you you can't celebrate and have fun.
Oh, and you're going to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I felt like I was on, like, football's version of Footloose.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Right.
And he's a little dude with big...
Would you not celebrate?
Well, I just did a move where, like, I would just kind of take a couple steps back, and I would be, like, right behind his back, and then I would kind of give my fucking, fuck yeah, motherfucker, fuck yeah! And then and then the camp, like the makeup lady, all the crew, like everybody
how
was laughing.
How old is the makeup lady?
Nah, she's like older now. Huh?
Really?
She's like a married lady. She's like
makeup
union.
Ladies usually
hit a last second field goal to beat you guys.
A last second. And you know what sucks for me is like, you know your team sucks. By the way, we're talking about the first place 4-7 Atlanta Falcons. You know your team sucks even though we're in first place. When you score, you hit a 50-yard field goal to go up. There's 40 seconds left in the game. We still have to kick off, and they have to march down the field to get in field goal range to beat us. And I go, oh, fuck, man, there's 40 seconds left.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
Now, what happened with he called a timeout? What happened?
Mike Smith is just stupid.
Yeah.
I think he's the nicest guy in the world, but I think he might be fired. I really do. He called a timeout.
Oh, he's fired, dude.
When we had...
When is the question?
Dude.
He called timeout what?
We had the ball, 3rd and 2, 40 seconds left. We're in field goal range, and he calls a timeout. And he called a timeout because he said he wanted to make sure we had a good 3rd and 2 play in. What they run on 3rd and 2 is a bomb down the field, which is incomplete, and then we kick a field goal. But even on the bomb, it stops the clock.
Timeout. Let the clock run a little bit.
Exactly. Let it run and then kick the fucking field goal with 19 seconds. Instead, it's 50 seconds left. We run a play. The clock stops on the incomplete pass anyway. We kick a field goal anyway. And now they got a whole fucking minute to move the chains. If you don't call that timeout, we're kicking off with 10 seconds left.
He's such
They have enough time to run 2 plays instead of 4 plays.
You'd be up a game and a half with 5 to play instead of half a game with 5 to play.
Exactly. Exactly.
Unbelievable.
What's the Falcons' record against New Orleans right now?
1-0.
1-0. So they have to win last week or they're fucked.
Yep.
Whatever the next matchup is.
Yep.
And also don't rule out the other team that's half a game behind.
Carolina, but they suck.
Yeah. Real quick. They all suck.
They're 3-7-1. They're half game back.
Yeah. They all suck.
But that tie really fucks them.
But you all suck.
Even if we end on the same record, I'll just say the Raiders fan.
Yeah, well, dude, I'm so excited that we won one game. Now we don't have to win anything else.
Yes, you
do
not
win
no
again.
Business. No business for the Raiders winning.
No, nobody cares. Sam, what about that celebration against Kansas City?
Yeah, I can't believe it. And it just is retarded.
It's like, what are you celebrating?
I mean, you see that. They got a sack late in the Kansas City game. These guys started celebrating, doing the wave and dance. And then Kansas City steps into the ball to go snap it again.
They're 30 yards away. They were 30 yards away from the line of scrimmage.
That's why we won one game. Because we're idiots.
Are you talking about the Raiders?
Yeah.
And they're fucking celebrating. Ferguson's justified.
I don't watch sports at all, but I lived in Los Angeles my whole life, and I've always just tripped on the fact that Raiders fans are so proud at what though? What are they? What's the pride?
Well,
for?
Had a great history. It
Raiders are proud of the '80s.
Proud of the '80s.
Raiders are proud of the '80s.
We were good '60s, '70s, '80s. We've been good up until this last.
But there's
decade.
No Raiders fans that are
like,
proud of the
like,
'60s
like
that are still alive.
Shit, you talk shit when you have shit to back it up.
'80s. You're talking about when Blossom was on, bro.
Yeah. I'm talking, dude.
'91.
I'm talking Marcus Allen.
The '80s.
Yeah. '90s. We were shit. For the last 20 years,
suicidal tendencies now from PTSD.
It's like a cool brand. It's like a
Cholo. It's a
badass 80s
brand.
Cholo bad as Brandon, but like I think they should. I don't think you guys should be as proud as you are without having.
I agree.
Yeah,
I
and
agree.
This is coming from a non-sports fan. I just like Raider Nation. It's like the nation of losing.
Hey, dude.
All right. I'll stop. Did I just step on some toes?
Yeah.
All right.
Why? Well, I mean, I'm a Clipper fan. I can't be excited about that. We've sucked forever.
Yeah, but you guys are honorable. Clipper fans seem to be like, hey, we're trying. It's like the Rudy story with the Clippers. I want them to win. Raiders is like, what's up, Raiders?
Clippers fan now, though, you'd a lot, like, that's where people, that's the bandwagon LA people are jumping on that move out here now. They don't jump on the Laker bandwagon like they have for 30 years. They come out here and they go, hey, I like the Clippers. Hey,
my old Coke dealer was a Clipper fan. He always, when I would go to score Coke from him, he would always have a Clipper hat and a Clipper shirt. So
did you buy, was your old Coke dealer Sam Tripoli?
We don't talk about that now. No, but whenever I saw that shirt, I would get happy. So now, even though I'm sober, when I see Clippers, I get that bolt of excitement.
I get that.
Okay.
When you something that you used to do a lot of partying with.
Yeah. Pavlov.
Ari, hang on. Ari, we're going to call you. Can you call Ari from your phone?
Why?
Because I have 1%. It's about to cut him off.
Do we have a charger over
here? Yeah, but it doesn't reach it.
I'm using
it. To be able to still use it. Hey, we're going to call you right back from Sam's phone.
Okay.
I'll just put it up there.
Well, I'm at 19.
Yeah, dude, I would like the Falcons to get into the fucking Super Bowl. Or not Super Bowl. Oh, that would be great. But I just want us to be a 6-10 team that makes the playoffs. And that will infuriate everybody, and that will bring me pleasure somehow.
Was that bad vibe, talking shit about the Raiders?
No, it's called talking about the Raiders.
Okay, fair enough.
Who says anything good about the Raiders? Raiders fans don't even say good things about the Raiders.
Hold on here.
Oh, I timed that perfectly. It just died.
Hold on, dude.
Hold on, bro. Gonna call Ari, bro.
Yeah, put him in a body bag. Yeah. There's always that character in the back of every 80s movie.
So this thing's gonna die, too.
Is it on? I mean, we don't need him for the whole time.
I now know why you cry, but it's something I could never do.
Ari Shaffir, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Ari Shaffir joining us. Ari, what else in the is Seattle back? Did they get? Have they found
the Seahawks?
Their swag again?
I don't think so.
I think they are, and I think they might end up overtaking Arizona without their quarterback. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, honestly, Arizona, I think, was an overrated team.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Dude, Carson Palmer is a great quarterback.
Who won't play till next year.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go to the Arizona page, and let's see, ESPN.com.
Arizona reminds me of how the Ravens were when they won their Super Bowl. I'm not saying Arizona's going to win the Super Bowl. They'll definitely make the playoffs. I think they win that division, too. But
so it gets ranked and
it's
stuff.
All
so
defense,
ranked.
Man.
Cowboys ranked for everything. So it goes... Passing yards, 17th overall. Rushing yards, 2nd overall.
Yep.
Opponents passing yards, 19th. Opponents rushing yards, 13th. So, all right, they got a lot of rushing and everything else is pretty average.
Now, the Cowboys would be first. Cowboys would be first in rushing if it wasn't for all of Russell Wilson's rushing yards. I mean, they get 80 yards a game out of their quarterback, and that's why they're considered the best rushing team in football. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Marshawn Lynch.
Dude, why are you taking things away from Marshawn Lynch?
Arizona's 15th rushing passing yards, 31st rushing yards. Opponents passing yards, 25th. Opponents rushing yards, 3rd. That's the only thing they do well is stop the run.
They get some pretty opportunistic turnovers.
What?
That secondary gets some pretty opportunistic turnovers, though.
Yeah, this is going to keep happening.
I don't know. I mean, that's what they say about
defense. All right, guys, let's play a little game called... Pretender Contender.
Okay.
Are we ready to do it?
Sure.
Green Bay.
Contender.
Legit?
Yeah.
Number one contender?
What does that mean? Best team in football?
Like, who's got the best chance to make the Super Bowl out of the NFC?
They're up there. I mean, 3 weeks in a row, they score like 50-something points.
They just clicked.
Yeah. I mean.
They're the most over-under points. In the NFC and the second most in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit Lions.
Pretender. Good defense.
I think pretender.
But pretender.
Do they make the playoffs?
They're .500 team and a 7-4 record.
They make the playoffs.
I think two teams come out of that Central or North now, I guess it's called. And I think it's Green Bay and Detroit probably both make the playoffs.
49ers.
Maybe.
Pretender. Yep.
Pretender is definitely pretender. I think it's Arizona and Seattle get those two bids. I mean, Arizona's got 9 wins. They need one or two more to definitely make the playoffs.
Yeah,
and they'll do it.
Yeah, Atlanta gets one, you know, or New Orleans.
New Orleans.
NFC South's not getting two.
Nope.
And I think right now it looks like the NFC East or maybe the NFC North gets that. Second wild card.
Eagles, pretender, contender.
Contender.
Who?
Eagles.
Eagles, contender.
Yeah, I think so too. I think
contender?
So too. I think so.
Dallas Cowboys?
Cowboys are interesting to me. They're right there. Cowboys are two different teams. One week you're like, shit, man, these guys can bang with anybody. And then another week you're like, fuck, man, they play to everybody's level. Yeah, Cowboys are tough to tell, man. It's just like every week.
This is a game they should have lost. This is a game they should have won that they usually end up losing. And
yep.
They won it, so it's like they need another one. They're going to be the best in 2017.
And that's a road game, too. That's a tough win on the road.
What about the Cleveland Browns?
That's the stuff. The only reason they got them is that Cliff Hunt is coming in halfway, and then they won't compare it to the backup quarterback.
I have no clue what he said that.
I think that the Browns. I tell you what, now they got Josh Gordon back.
I don't know if they'll get another win.
Who, the Browns?
Cowboys?
No, Cowboys, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, look at their schedule.
Who do you have left?
Okay, here's what they got. Week 17 is the Redskins, so that's whatever. But,
Eagles on Thursday.
I don't see that as being a win. At Chicago.
That's a win.
I don't see that being a win.
Oh, yeah, Chicago's terrible.
Yeah, they're garbage.
That's terrible.
You'll beat Chicago.
What's their record, Chicago, right
now? Dog shit and 5.
I think they've lost 4 or 5 in a row.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is that coach even come back?
Trust me. He's on the hot seat.
They're 5-6.
Okay.
I just don't see them winning it. I don't see them winning it. I mean, they barely beat New York. They're a terrible team.
Yeah. Wow, you got Philly twice in a week and a half?
3 weeks. Twice in 3 weeks, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a crazy schedule.
Really.
And then?
Then home against Indianapolis.
That's a loss.
That's a loss?
For
yeah,
sure.
But you know, the Colts are suspect too. Defense, I don't know what happened, but they universally agreed to give the fuck up.
I mean, they only have 3 losses.
They have the chance. They have the potential every week to get blown out.
I mean, they've only lost 3 games. Colts are good to me. Colts are good. I think Colts are. I mean, Colts are better than Dallas to me. Hmm. I think.
Yeah, me too. And then at Washington,
that's a win. You'll win two. You'll win 2 of those.
Let me ask you something, football people. What about RG3 to the Eagles? He gets cut.
I don't see that. I don't see him working there at all. I don't see him working that at all.
He's a good running back at quarterback. Running back at quarterback, I think they're going to be a trend. Because when you come in, the first game they come in, defenses do not know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
but
people,
then the second season they do.
They prepare for him.
Yeah, but you have time to prepare for him. But if it's not one game where somebody goes out in the first half, that's a great backup plan.
I can see Mariota going to the Eagles.
But there's no way he'll be around by the time they draft.
Yeah, but they can always move up and get him.
Who are they going to give up?
Just picks. That's all they do.
I'm telling you, dude, that guy, I just don't think. I see another RG3. Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
I just think his legs are too skinny, even though they're thicker than RG3's. And I'm just like, what great passes have we seen Mariota make this season? Everything he does is with his legs.
I haven't watched enough Oregon games to know.
Well, I just think it's crazy talk.
I mean, he's front runner for the Heisman.
Yeah, it's like everything Winston does is just try and come up with ways not to give him another Heisman.
All right, did you watch a UFC this weekend?
No, I did not.
It's pretty good. free one. Pretty good one.
It is great, man. Frankie Edgar looked amazing.
Yep.
I mean,
they were saying he's pissed about nothing in this title shot, but, I mean, really, nobody's talking about Frankie Edgar, and they all are talking about Connor.
Yep, everybody wants Connor to get that title shot, including myself.
Yeah, I think
I've seen
right.
Edgar fight for that title.
Edgar's already fought Aldo, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe twice.
No. They fought one time, but he won the last some people think he won the last three rounds of that fight.
Edgar is tough.
Yeah. Edgar's a bad man.
Edgar always fights the fucking, like, who won that? I don't know.
You're totally right. Every fight he's in, except for this last one, is like, oh, dude, that could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Cub Swanson got shown that, dude.
You ain't ready for the prime time.
And, like, and what a weird place to be. Just when your whole drive is to be the world champ, and you're one fight away, and then you just get whooped right there. And I think he got whooped by Aldo before. You're kind of being told, you're not good enough to be champ. What do you do from there?
Just go back to work.
And do what? And just fight? And just be a guy who fights?
I mean, you know, you work on holes in your game. Obviously, he's got holes getting taken down. You know, he got taken down at ease. And he thought him and Edgar were just going to stand there and bang. And he got takedown. It's like, all right, I probably, if I want to take it to the next level, need to work on my takedown defense a little bit.
That's interesting.
Because I've obviously gotten beat that way on that fight.
Because you always see these in fights, in the fight game, where somebody gets like a shot or is close to get the shot once, twice, a couple times, and he just can't win. Then he just deteriorates because he's like, what am I even fighting for anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that happens more with the older fighters than the younger, because you get to a point where it's like Dan Henderson, for example, where he's like, okay, I just got to stylistically find these guys that circle the wrong way and are going to take the fucking the H-bomb.
I think, Ari, the next, like, couple months are going to be, like, a major fights for the UFC. I mean, like, they're huge fights coming up. It's crazy. I mean, the next big one is next weekend or this weekend coming up is going to be a great one. It's going to be, what's his face? The two dudes.
Oh, it's Lawler and
Lawler versus
the cat with the beard, the champ. What's his name? Who's got GSP's belt?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I'm
the big, huge guy? No.
All right, who's got GSP's belt right now? I only said
not Weidman.
Not Weidman, no. The guy with the beard and the glasses.
Johnny Hendricks.
Yeah.
Hendricks
versus
thank you,
Lawler
yeah.
this weekend. Name. We're going to get murdered on Twitter for that.
I know.
Hendricks versus... What?
Lawler Hendricks this weekend?
I think it's this weekend or next weekend. And that card is great, too. That whole card is great.
Yep. Yeah, we got a couple good months coming up. February is January is obviously friend of the show, Diaz. Versus friend of the show,
Anderson Silva,
the Spider.
That's going to be interesting to see if that guy still draws.
Wait, when is that fight?
January.
Oh, I'm going to that.
Right after the new year.
Oh, yeah, that's that big card with you, Joey Diaz, and Duncan, right, in Vegas?
Yeah, me, Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, and Duncan. God, that's a fight.
That is the fight.
December 6th. Oh, it's not this weekend.
Who are you rooting for in that? Diaz versus
Silva.
Silva. Ari.
Diaz versus Silva? I mean, probably Silva. I mean, I'm such a huge Silva fan.
Yeah, I am Diaz huge.
But that's the fight I just want to see.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Silva come back and get a win, you know.
And it's like the return of both of them. I mean, the two super famous, popular fighters.
I just don't
both
think
come
Diaz
back.
Has a chance.
I mean, but we haven't seen last two times we saw Anderson fight, he got beat up once and he fucked his leg up in the other one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, that was weird.
I mean, his toes touched his knee.
Yeah.
Think about that. His toes touched his knee.
Wow.
That's really uncomfortable.
It's painful to even think about that happening.
Wow.
That really makes me upset.
On the same leg. Let me reiterate. On his same leg, his toe touched his knee.
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah, the same leg. That's the issue.
And now he's fighting again like a year later.
And then Weidman is about to fight
Belfort, and on that same one is...
And Vitor Belfort just passed a drug test.
Yeah.
Which no one thought would ever happen.
It's going to be interesting to see how he comes into the fight. Because if you see those rock-hard nipples...
Brazil. They tested in Brazil, so that means they don't use... They don't test for coke, they don't test for meth, and they don't test for heroin.
Right.
They don't test for meth?
He was a big meth guy, right?
No, it's part of the culture there.
Hold on. Vitor Belfort does a lot of meth?
No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Steve Randolph
just trying to stir up some controversy.
You've done a good job with it.
It's Thank so you. Funny, dude, that we should totally quote that.
One thing we learned on this show.
All Things Comedy says, maybe, possibly,
that guy will
who
find
knows?
Me in a crowd and beat my fucking ass, and it'll be a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, but you're used,
you're used to getting your ass whipped. I just hope he doesn't have a fishing pole in his hand.
Is he worth money?
More than us.
Ronda Rousey fights on that card versus Kat Zagano. At some point, it's like, we have to see this Ronda Rousey versus Cyborg fight.
And that's so really becoming almost like the fucking Mayweather versus Pacquiao of female MMA. It's like, that's the fight people want. Find a way to make it happen.
Everybody wants that except for the UFC.
Right.
Because they don't want to lose. That is a cash cow.
Right. Well, that's why.
Doing the same thing fucking Strikeforce was with the fucking Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Kimbo Slice?
Kimbo Bimbo Slice?
Yeah, but the minute he just got his fucking beard knocked crooked every fucking time he stepped
in
the ring.
Well, they would just put him in with people that.
For a little bit, but eventually he had to fight somebody that mattered.
Yeah, I'll tell you the difference between him and Ronda Rousey. As much as people hated Kimbo Slice, he never really talked a lot of shit. He was just always guy like, hey, I'm happy to get paid. You know what
I'm
saying?
Well, he talked shit on his videos, but then when he got into the big show.
Yeah, in a boatyard in Long Beach,
yeah,
he was good,
but not in
the UFC.
You can't hate the guy. Yep. They're like, hey, dude, CBS wants to pay you a buttload of money to go fight these tomato cans that you're supposed to kill.
You think he still has that money? Is Kimbo doing all right? Or
I don't know. Do you think a black athlete knows how to invest correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Marketing his own line of fucking knee guards.
Whoa.
Wow. I love the guy who dropped an N-bomb earlier in the hour. By how what?
Right.
His creativity.
Knee guards.
Oh. Those are like darker colored cigars? Is that what you're doing here?
Two words. With a K and with a G. That's... Knee guards.
Uh-huh. Oh. And they're like super big. They're like huge.
Jesus. We can go on with this one, but I don't think it's good.
You'd be surprised what our fans like.
But yeah, you would be surprised. But she talks a lot of shit, man. Ronda Rousey talks a lot of shit.
Yeah, because that sells tickets.
Right. But, I mean, like, you're going to have to somehow at some point put up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get in a ring with that woman who looks like she could have been a man at some point.
Have you seen that Kane commercial with Ronda where she keeps saying like she's stronger than him and faster than him and all
that. It's so annoying.
I would love to see Kane Velasquez and Ronda Rousey fight. I would love it.
By the way, she says she could beat him.
I know. I heard her say that. I would love to see that fight.
Do they ever let that happen?
No. No.
They should.
It would be a no-win situation.
Hey, look, women wanted to vote. We let them vote. They wanted to be in the UFC. We let them in the UFC. Now it's time we get to fight you.
Yeah.
That's true equality.
That's equality.
No, what you would have to do is get every female organization to sign off that they're not going to cry like a bunch of babies.
I'm fine with them crying.
After she gets her ass beat.
I'm fine with hey, you said you could fight a grown man that outweighed you. We let you do that. Now it's time for you to cry and realize, and then we take their rights to vote away. That's what's at
yeah!
stake.
Yeah!
That's what's at stake.
I would actually mind that, dude. If we could actually take away the rights to vote, this country might get back on track.
Oh, we want equal and fair pay. Then fight Cain Velasquez, Ronda.
Manny Pacquiao. Ari, Manny Pacquiao may... Oh, you don't care. I don't know why I'm...
Yeah, Ari hates boxing.
Ari hates boxing. But it looks like the Manny Pacquiao Mayweather fight is actually going to happen.
Oh, when? 7 years ago?
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
4 years ago is when it should have mattered.
Right. But there is enough interest right now for it to happen, and I would watch that fight.
I'd watch the shit out of that fight.
There was interest for it to happen before. There was way more interest for it to happen before. It didn't happen.
I think it would be instantly go to maximum 10.
They think,
I'd probably watch it.
Mayweather's last three fights, None of them had a million
buys. Which is a huge drop off for him.
Humongous drop off
for
him.
So my call to people to start boycotting him has worked.
I believe that it did.
I called for it. I said, stop buying his ticket. And the obviously, the millions of people who listen to this podcast heard my cry.
Yeah.
And decided to boycott. I think we should. If either of those guys fight another guy, do not buy that fight.
I don't see any way that that happens. I don't see any way that happens.
It could totally happen.
That they just ditch this? I mean, Mayweather only has two fights left on his contract with Showtime. Manny's clock is ticking. Like,
yeah,
you know,
he's like a.
They don't fight next. Then they don't fight for another year and a half.
Manny's lost. Right? Yeah.
He's got five losses in his career.
Manny Pacquiao's like a 33-year-old woman wanting to have a baby. The time is ticking.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly what he is. Both of their clocks are ticking.
Who would win in Pacquiao versus Mayweather?
That's a goddamn good question.
Everyone says Mayweather would destroy him.
I don't think he destroys him at all.
Will that ever happen?
It's going to happen, I believe, on Cinco de Mayo is my prediction.
About for the last 5 minutes.
No, but it's going to happen, you guys think?
My prediction is Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And the reason right now there's kind of a thing because Canelo.
Keep trying. I like this game.
Help me out.
Canelo.
Canelo always fights May 5th. Always.
So does Mayweather.
Yeah. So it's like it's going to be
That's going to be a great fight.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
That's a fight where any other fight gets moved
to another day.
I'd like to see Mayweather Pacquiao Cinco de Mayo in Los Angeles.
Wow. That'd be great.
Or in Dallas.
Yeah, that's where they should do it.
Why Dallas?
Because that stadium's
they can jam 100,000 people in there and make a killing on the tickets.
Would that be one of the biggest boxing cards of the last 10 years?
Absolutely would.
Yeah. By far.
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be the biggest fight we've seen in a decade.
It would get bigger than the biggest one, which was, I mean, Oscar De La Hoya versus Mayweather was big, but inflation.
Tyson.
No. I think Canelo versus Mayweather was.
I was working at Buffalo Wild Wings when that went down. That was a big fight.
It was one of the highest buys ever.
Those up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the highest buy ever.
Hopkins and De La Hoya was also a huge one. Mm-hmm.
De La Hoya versus Mayweather was the
De La Hoya was always a draw.
Yeah.
He's like Tito Ortiz. When they lost De La Hoya, which all he did was start at Golden Boy and started making money on the back end of everything, which is brilliant. Once he started wearing women's clothes and got busted for coke and all that kind
of
shit.
Did that hurt him? Did that hurt the business? Or
I mean, I don't think it hurt him personally.
I don't think he was fighting anymore.
No, he wasn't.
He was just doing meth and blowing people.
Yeah, he deserves
that. At a certain point, you get that.
I don't have a problem. The guy fought. Now he wants to dress like a lady. Let him dress like a lady.
Snort coke. That'd be my dream. 20 million.
Here's the thing, famous people. Hear my cry. Anytime you're super famous and rich and you're partying with a bunch of scandalous cunts and they're like, hey, why don't you throw on some of my lingerie and let me take pictures of you? Don't listen to the drugs part of your brain that says, that sounds like a good idea. Because you're going to get extorted and blackmailed. And the minute you don't pay these people, they just sell it to TMZ and make money anyway.
Yes! Well, Ari, I agree with you.
That was special. That was just...
Yeah. Ari, we have to get out a little early today because we got a hard out. Because some other comedians have reserved time after us in our new studio. But how long till you're out to L.A.?
I'm going to be back in January, right after that second fight against...
Back in the saddle, Ari Shaffir, back with his good friends. By then, the studio should be have dial-up internet.
Yeah, by then we should be fine. All right, what do you miss... What do you miss most about L.A., Ari?
Anything besides us?
Today, the weather.
Get out of here, bro. That's how
you
hang
up. On Ari?
Yeah, sure it did. It's called being on Punch Drunk, fuckface.
Okay, I'll give you that. That was well played. Well played. Well, guys, we got 3 minutes left. What do you...
Yes.
Really strong first half. Just was kind of quiet second half, but I appreciate that because you didn't want
to
talk
about
sport.
We had to get Ari in.
Yeah. I had my time. I blew my wad. It's not all about me, and I'm not a sports fan. There's a lot of sports talk. There's another comedian on, and I just did the right thing.
I think that you did, too, and you handled that like a gentleman.
Thank you.
Well
most
done.
People, most of our co-hosts.
Would you say best hair of any guest we've ever had on?
Yes, because Youssef hasn't actually physically done the show yet.
Oh!
Youssef, his hair is hard to beat.
He did on the show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yusuf has better hair.
Really?
But it's close, dude. It's close. You got good hair.
I'd like to going to a hair contest. You know, we'll go to the same barber, we'll use the same product, and then we'll let the cards lay where they may lay.
Are you interested in getting into another tanning contest?
100%. I'd do a winter tan just to creep people out.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to go do that?
Yeah, we did it last year.
We got so dark. Like, I called it off. I was like, bro, this is affecting people.
I got so dark it started to hurt my credit rating.
Oh,
and I already have bad credit.
Oh, man. Did you have to go there?
Did you have to go there?
I already have bad credit.
Stop walking in crosswalks? Okay.
Let's go. Me and Tandolf.
I like it.
Me and Tandolf going at it again.
Well, guys, it's been a great show. I hope you guys enjoy. We're asking you guys kindly, please, stay with us as the studio grows. The more you donate, the more... Dude, honestly, we're not asking... for you guys to mortgage anything.
If everybody put a shirt, dollar.
Buy a shirt, buy a coffee mug, buy a sticker,
bucks.
Whatever
you can
do.
What about if on PayPal they just wanted to throw $2 in there? Is that accepted?
I don't know. No, it's not. Dude, if you're going to throw $2, throw $5. It's like, dude, it's like we're only asking you to donate what it would cost to buy a 6-inch sub at fucking Subway.
Yeah, get it. Just buy a t-shirt.
Help us out because this shit will blow up and then we're going to go next level. Are you going to be able to get phone calls soon?
Hey, can I ask a quick comedy question?
Of course.
Quick comedy question. Ethics. What to do in this situation. You know, I have my show Sunday night. I reached out to a guy a year ago. Not the best show. Whatever show. Facebook, which is really... hurtful because you could see that they read the messages and when they don't respond, you mm-hmm. know that, oh, okay, it was received and you're choosing to block me out of your life for whatever reason.
I guess I do that a lot.
100%. You're one of the, you're guilty, but that's fine. You know, you pull on that credit friendship.
How do you
friendship.
Not do that?
How do you not do that?
Yeah. How do you not let them know that you look
there's,
at?
There's a way on iPhone, not on Facebook, and we should make that app, the Scrambler. But this guy came up to me, and I – you remember who you – hey, man, would love to get up on your show. Read, not responded,
sure.
Right? I remember. I remember that list.
Of course.
This person came to my show for the first time on Sunday, you know, that you were doing, and came up afterwards and was like, hey, man, fucking cracking show, would love to get up, you know? Yeah. And it's like
– and he's already not responded to you
a year
asking?
Ago, and I remembered. And so he didn't respond. So how do you handle that?
Does he still run that same show?
It's not an equal trade. My show's better now. I don't want to do his crap shit show.
Sure.
Then don't put me in your show.
Yeah, you know what you do? You go, I'd love to have you Facebook me. And then he Facebooks you, and you make sure that you read it so he sees that, and you don't respond for a year.
No, because the stream will still be there of, like, my attempt.
Yes. Tell him to Facebook.
There you
and
go.
That
Jason
makes him
Tebow.
Causes you to reread the fact that you asked
like,
him the same favor a year ago.
Yeah, I want you to see what, like, there we go. Wrap it up.
All right, guys. All right. Been a fun podcast. Another great day. Thank you, Steve Randolph, for stopping by. What's your Twitter?
Steven, StevenRandolph2.
Okay. We're going to get the t-shirts on. I talked to Bill Johnson. He's putting up the thing so you can get a Why Would I Lie t-shirt. And then we're working on all the two other ones, Jew Balls and Suck It. And we'll see you guys on the other side. This is a fun show. Take care.